As you just heard a moment ago, we are starting our Come See Me reports, and we can't wait to share with you all of the information coming directly from the team leaders from almost all of the events, as well as just the activities in the days ahead. But of course, when you have the Come See Me Festival, which is the largest all-volunteer festival in South Carolina, well, you've got to have a chair, and we're excited to have the 2026 Come See Me chair joining us here on Palmetto Mornings. Let's welcome Nate Mallard to the show.
Good morning, Nate.
Good morning.
How are
y'all?
Great. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, it's here.
It's here.
At this point, what else do you have to do as chair? Because by this time, everything should pretty much be in place, right? It's a well-oiled machine, and besides,
we'll have to ask our festival administrator and ask her. I'm sure she'd probably say everything's ready to go.
Okay.
No. I shout out to Emily by the way for everything she does for us. But you're right. At this point, all of the big stuff is hopefully done. I don't think there's anything that we're, you know, we got all our bands, we got all the beer, we got all the kids' events lined up, everything
Porta
is
John's.
Booked. Porta-John's.
Lucas has got to do it today.
Lucas is in charge of that today.
Myself and Chrissy
Steen.
That's
a little late for me. That's a little late. I didn't know y'all were pushing out this far.
I think it's more just the location.
Logistics.
Sure.
Yeah.
But they've been ordered, believe
you me. I know
they've
been ordered. I know Chrissy would not let that slip. So
that's for sure.
That's right. So, that's the big part of it. We're ready. So it's like yesterday I got in the car and I was trying to go to work and it was like my phone rang and then it was like 3 hours of running Come See Me errands like in the same half mile radius around town. And I was like, it has begun. I thought this was one more day before we were on the full Come See Me,
train.
Yes. The fire. It's like a fire drill, you know? So, and that's what is fun to me. Mm-hmm. It's like when we're doing all that stuff and getting everything done. And like yesterday I was running the beer glasses out to all of the participating restaurants where you can go and get a Come See Me special Leaping Lime Kolsch brewed by Slow Play. And you can get your commemorative glass at the restaurant. So I was running them all out to those places yesterday, only in like a panicked hurry, thinking it was coming, only for the restaurants to be like, oh, we don't get our beer delivery till Wednesday. It's no big deal. And I was like, oh, okay, fine. Yeah,
great.
I'm glad we coordinated that. So the beer release is kind of a newer Come See Me thing. And we're still working out the kinks. This is only the second year, but it was a lot. It was great this year. We had a really good sponsor party for that. But, just little things like that, dropping off team leader gifts that didn't make it to the meeting. And then we had the parade meeting last night. So, yeah, it's getting real. The parade meeting is like the mark of we're going. So,
Well, that parade gets things started, or it hops off, I guess you can say, the Come See Me Festival. It's this Thursday. So you want to make sure you check your neighbors and friends. And it's a great way of ushering in the Come See Me Festival.
Yeah. So, Nate, you've been the vice chair of Come See Me for the past 2 years, and now you're the festival chair. So what are you most looking forward to going into the festival as a actual festival chair versus being a vice chair? How's that a little bit different?
That's an interesting question. I guess the difference to me has been, like, I feel like as vice chairs, you're trying to, I feel like everyone is trying as hard as possible to help the chair, like at all times.
Yes.
You know, and which is amazing. And then when you become the chair, you're so used to years of helping everyone else that you're kind of like, who am I supposed to help?
Yeah.
You know? And so that's been the weirdest thing to me. I mean, and it's like, you know, there's weird things like, I mean, you do it's a whole different world of anything else, you know? So I've been involved with Come See Me for 13 years. I did the Beach Bash. I've did the website. I've done communications. When I did the communications back in the day, that's when I got to really know every event, because I went to every event and was doing social media stuff, you know? And so I got a good taste of that. And I was, of course, helping out, doing whatever when I was there. And so coming into being chair, there's things like I got to pick the playlist for the fireworks, you know?
Oh,
so like that's a fun thing.
That's a really cool thing.
Fun. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And then there's like I got to design and pick the souvenirs, you know? So it's like really fun Come See Me projects. It's like side quests instead of actual, like, of course, helping out with actual festival logistics and stuff. But it's little things like that, approving of different things. You know, sometimes Emily will send me an email with something And it's like, you know, she's keeping me in the loop. And she's like, no, you need to, like, approve, like, verbally approve this. And I'm like, oh, I like that. This is like, okay, yeah, we'll do it.
It looks good. Yeah, we'll go with that.
I'll take it.
We're speaking with the 2026 Come See Me chair of the Come See Me Festival, Nate Mallard. Nate, what can residents, neighbors, friends, visitors, what can they expect with this year's festival? What's new? Maybe what's a couple of reminders we want to let everyone know?
Yeah, so... all of our information and everything that I remember and forget this morning will be on comeseeme.org. So make sure you start there when you're planning. And, you know, just the big things to remember are this is a family-friendly event that we try to keep as low cost as possible for the community. We're literally putting this on for the people of Rock Hill and their friends and family that want to come and see how cool our town is, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, just... plan. It looks like we're going to plan to have plenty of water this weekend because it's going to be kind of hot. So, you know, plan to stay hydrated. You know, watch out for the heat. I think the low humidity, though, is going to keep it from being sweltering, which will be nice. But, you know, make sure you check what you want to do. Make sure you check the times and locations. Some things have changed this year. Big one being Mayor's Frog Jump has moved from Miracle Park across Eden Terrace to Winthrop Coliseum. So, not terribly far away, but that's a big one. So if you have a favorite Come See Me event, that's my biggest piece of advice. If you have a favorite event, just go to the website, double check that the times and everything is the same, because we try to keep things as traditional or ritualistic as possible, but sometimes we are better things. Like, I feel like the moving Gourmet to Winthrop Lake has been a big plus. I mean, it got crowded and it was, you know, we were putting bands on the softball fields and you had to, like, sit on the metal bleachers, you know, like back in the day. So it was like, I mean, it's kind of evolved and changed. Yeah. And it's like, it's nicer now.
But yeah.
So, you know, just make sure that's what I want to avoid is someone coming up to me and saying, first of all, I had no idea this was happening. That's the worst, is when someone from Rock Hill comes up and says, oh, I can't wait for Come See Me. You're like, well, it ended on Saturday. You know, like, it's like, when is that? You know?
Yeah.
I think this year's a little better. I think last year was earlier festival and people were a little, you know, weren't expecting it. So we're right in the pocket this year. So make sure you confirm all that stuff. Please leave your pets at home. That's the other piece. We just, no pets festival. And that includes all the fun stuff. We heard about an iguana, and we heard about a boa monkey. Constrictor, a monkey. Yeah. So please leave your pets at home. And, you know, obviously the big thing for second weekend, Moonlight Jazz and Blues on Saturday, or I'm sorry, on Friday the 24th, and the tailgate on the 25th. Buy your tickets early. You can do that on comeseeme.org. It is $5 per car to get in and park at the Coliseum, and it is $5 for every person over 21 to enter those events on both nights. So,
and it's cashless?
It is cashless.
Perfect. Okay, keep that in mind.
Thank you, Lucas. Yep. Yes. So bring a debit card, credit card, tap to pay. We have really super-duper fancy point-of-sale places, so we'll get you in and out of there. But the best way to do it is just go online and go ahead and buy your ticket now, and then you just have an email or a text on your phone that you can show right when you get in, and you'll scoot right through.
Folks can still sign up and still participate in the coloring contest. I think that goes live until the parade starts, and then
right.
I think at that point all submissions have been turned in, so turn in your work then and go ahead and get signed up for the road race for this Saturday. That's some of the big
road
stuff.
Road races, I think if you're a barbecue team, you can still get in until
Thank you.
Like middle of next, they run that pretty late.
And Nate is decked out in all of his Come See Me merch. So remind people where you can get merch and where you can't anymore, those kind of things.
Because
I know people are going to want it.
We did our pre-sale at Freeman's Dry Cleaning. Thank you so much. They're a wonderful partner. They did a great job of handling all of our inventory and keeping us abreast on what was selling out and what wasn't. So if you're looking for souvenirs, the first day they're going to be available now is at Friday night at the Beach Bash. So that's starts at 5:30 down on Black Street. They normally tuck. It's a big green and white or yellow and white 20 by 20 tent in the part. We call it the McHale's parking lot still.
Yeah.
But it's I think it's technically called the Elk Avenue. I think it is called like the Elks parking lot or something like that, because that's Elk Avenue that runs up to Main Street right there. So make sure you get it there. Then they'll be available at the next Saturday, obviously, at Gourmet Gardens. And then Sundays with Mother Goose and Glenn, they'll be there. And then they'll be back at Moonlight Jazz and Tailgate the following weekend.
Perfect. Word of advice, do not wait on something.
Yes, because it runs out.
Don't assume, like, I like that. I'll think about it and try to buy it the next time. Chances are it won't happen because a lot of things sell out. And I've been there where guests have come up. And they would want something. They're just like, sorry, we're sold out. And you really don't have a chance too much to reorder it. So keep that in mind. The Come See Me Festival, again, starts this Thursday. It is takes place over the next 2 weeks. As Nate Mallard, the Come See Me chair, said, you can check it all out online. Make sure you have the app and you're ready to go. And you can stay in the loop for sure.
That's
Nate,
right.
Here's to a fantastic festival. You will be great as chair. And we can't wait to see what kind of fun exists.
And stay tuned for more Come See Me Festival coverage right here on WRHI FM 100.1 and AM 1340, the official voice of the Come See Me Festival since 1962.